Yes, well, greetings in the name of Jesus. Thank you for calling in, and may God richly bless your life for the time and effort you're putting into investing into His kingdom by spending time listening to portions of God's Word in the Scriptures. And I just do appreciate that you take your time to do this. I know it's important, and I'm glad for it. And it's good for me, too, because it helps me to go through and ask God to lead and show me scriptures that would be encouraging and stuff that would be an inspiration to you, which is, as we know and talk about every time, it's God's Word that inspires us. And by His Holy Spirit, He enlightens His Word, and we learn from Him. And what a blessing that is. And I want to bless you today in Jesus' name for being a seeker and hopefully a follower of Christ. I'd like to read a couple of passages in New Testament to you today. And I'm going to be starting in the book of John. And I'll be in the first chapter. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 35, and I'll just give you a little bit of where this is at. Jesus has been baptized by John. He's the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And John has just baptized him, and John did not recognize him fully, according to the scriptures here. But God showed him that he said the one that, well, I better just read it to you. And it says, "And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." And so God revealed Jesus to John, and God will also reveal Jesus to us. That's the exciting thing. Verse 35, it's right after what I just read there. It says, "And again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the tenth. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Verse 43, The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. And I just want to pause there for a moment and think about this. It says, the day after this, Jesus went into Galilee, and he found Philip, and he said unto him, Follow me. Now, I just try to picture that. What if that had been myself or you? And here comes Jesus, and he looks you straight in the eyes, and he says, Follow me. I can't think of anything better that could have been said to Philip. Jesus himself was saying, Follow me. And we read up above that there was the disciples that already were following him. They went after him. It says, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And then he went and found his own brother. And he said, Hey, we have found the Messiah. The Messiah, the one that the Jews are waiting for. And they were excited about it. And here Jesus is saying, Follow me. And that's what I like to talk about during this portion of the daily inspiration, is the opportunity we have to follow the Lord And so I'm going to read a couple of other scriptures here. And these are what would be the same scripture written by different of the writers of the New Testament. So I'm going to read in Mark. You can also read in Matthew. It's the same message. But I'm going to read two out of the three, Mark 16 and Luke 9. And basically the same thing, just written by different authors. Okay, so we'll first take a look at Mark chapter 8. And, get to that right quick. And then Mark chapter 8, I'm going to begin in verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him, this is Jesus, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. And so you see here there's an invitation. He says, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And he's talking about if you want to save your life, you'll lose it. I'm going to read this, the same event here, but I'm going to be reading it. Luke chapter 9 this time is a message that was in these Gospels here. It's important for us, and it's exciting also because we have this invitation as well. Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And you see, now we find... Here's some instruction here. It's a daily. It's not a one-time thing. Let him take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. And so, as I was thinking about this, I thought, you know, this invitation is for all of us. Jesus said, whosoever will. And that's wonderful news for us. Here we are, 2,000 years later, and this invitation still stands. And we have the opportunity to follow him. What does it mean to follow him? It means that we learn of him and we become his disciple. He disciplines us and teaches us his ways. But also looking here, it says in these passages, talks about whoever will come after me, let him deny himself. We know what that means, to deny ourselves. We don't... indulge ourselves in the same things that the world around us does. We know that that's not the life that Christ called us to. But he said, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And there's different thoughts about what that means, taking up the cross. I personally would believe that cross, it is a symbolism of that self-denial, that dying to self. And you know, the cross is an instrument of death. It was a way that the Romans would punish and kill somebody on the cross. It was a very shameful and very torturous kind of death. I'd like to read to you in Deuteronomy, because this kind of sheds a little bit of light on this. And I'll turn there. And we find here that there was something to be said about that in the Old Testament, not necessarily speaking of the cross, but it certainly can include that. I'm going to be looking at Deuteronomy chapter 21, and I'll read a couple of verses out of there. I'm going to begin at 22. Deuteronomy 21, 22. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he shall be put to death, and thou shalt hang him on a tree. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury that day, for he that is hanged is accursed of God. That the land not be defiled, which the Lord God giveth thee for inheritance. It was a curse to be hung on a tree. And God made provision that if you do that to a man that's committed a sin worthy of death, he shall be put to death and hang him on a tree. But he's not to remain there all night, but take him down. They take him down off the tree because it's an accursed thing and he didn't want to defile the land. But it was all pointing to Jesus took that curse for us. He hung on the tree and he took it for us. But there is a cross for us. And that cross is what Jesus is talking about here. Take up your cross daily and follow me. And so you may say, well, what does that all mean? And the answer is, I don't even know for all of us. It's not the same. There are some things that would be the same. But it's a self-denial. It's a following of him, identifying ourselves with him that took a curse for us to become our Savior and our Redeemer. And he gives us the opportunity to follow him, not only in his life, but also in his death, that we could follow and that we could learn to die, give up our own will, and that we could follow the one who God gave to redeem us from all of our sin. And it's a wonderful call. Jesus said, follow me. Whosoever will, follow me. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. May God bless you as you consider these things, as you pray and ask God to show you, Lord, show me how to follow you, to deny myself, taking up this cross and follow you. He'll show you. He'll give you exactly what you need to know to follow him. May God bless you as you consider these things.